Tonawanda Coke is still polluting.
Jackie James Creedon is a Kenmore resident and community activist in Canton. She says high benzene levels have been reduced, but she wants them reduced even more. This story reached a national audience this past fall when NPR featured Tonawanda Coke as part of its Poison Places in America series.
I've heard from other community activists across the country, and they've come to me for advice, and it's just wonderful to be able to connect with other people that are going through the same thing nationally.
There are personal lawsuits as well as state and federal lawsuits against Tonawanda Coke. Some citizens believe materials have caused cancer in their area. James Creedon has started a Tonawanda Community Fund to raise money to help pay for some air testing, as well as assist any citizens who were not covered by the lawsuits.
Reality is these lawsuits will cover hundreds of people, and reality is that there's thousands of people that have been affected. So I want to make sure that everyone has a right to be compensated.
James Creedon says citizens will continue to fight to stop the pollution and protect the health of the nearby community.
Just like me and a lot of other of my neighbors, is that we grew up with this smell our whole life, and we don't know what clean air smells like until maybe somebody speaks out about it and says, well, wait a second, this smell, I smell it every day, but maybe it's not right, and maybe it's not healthy for me. Well, you know what? It's not healthy for us, and it's got to be stopped.
State and federal regulators have been keeping a close watch on the facility and materials it emits. At one point, the benzene emissions were 30 times what was being reported by Tonawanda Coke. A year ago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency ordered the facility to clean up the pollution. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.